While most Ohioans are encouraged to stay home because of the coronavirus, people convicted of sexual offenses are still required to register in person. Some Ohio counties and even nearby states have waived the in-person requirement, but most have not.
All right, so we are crossing over to the records department here in Franklin County, where they make everyone start their registration journey.
Zach Ruppel is familiar with this journey. He often walks people through the sex offender registration process for their first time. He goes through it himself every 6 months. In Franklin County, it's a two-part process. Registrants check in with the records department, then cross the street to check in with a deputy from the sheriff's office by calling a posted phone number. It needs to be done in person, and the pandemic has not changed that. Ruppel says that's a problem. He says people in the office don't stay 6 feet apart, and many have no choice but to take public transit to register, which puts their health at risk.
It begs the question, if one is walking down here just to get a phone number and call it, why can that phone number not just be given out ahead of time for people to call?
Ruppel was a high school music teacher who served time for texting inappropriately with some of his students. Now, he's an advocate. He says he's disappointed that maintaining the registry is prioritized above the risk of spreading COVID-19.
When do I get to watch the commercials on TV that say we're all in this together and really feel like that I'm included in that? You know, I did what I did. I broke the law. I took advantage of my position of authority. I targeted people who were underage. Absolutely. Guilty. I served my time. But when do I get to be a human being again?
There are about 1,700 sex offenders in Franklin County, according to the sheriff's office. And about 50 to 70 people come through the office every day it's open to update their registration. Deputy Charles Williamson says staff have PPE, the office is being disinfected, and they're encouraging social distancing. He says they haven't considered changing the registration process because of the pandemic.
This is not a choice of the sheriff's office. This is all statutory. We're required to do registration in accordance with, you know, the law.
But other county sheriffs in Ohio have made changes, despite being under the same law. Patrice Tornes is a deputy with the Washington County Sheriff's Office. In early April, the sheriff decided for the safety of staff and sex offenders, registration could take place by phone.
The offenders have cooperated very well, and I have this month had no one out of compliance. Everyone called me.
She says it was well within the county's authority to make the switch, and they plan to continue doing phone registration until it's safe to have registrants coming in.
Sometimes you got to let the human side come through. Be the officer. You always have to be the officer and be professional, but you still have to be human too. These folks have problems and they get sick just like everybody else.
While registrants have expressed gratitude at the change in Washington County, Camille Crary with the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence says the change could be difficult for victims.
For any person that's been through a traumatic experience, a shift in consistency in terms of how that offender is being managed can potentially be very upsetting.
She says many perpetrators of sex crimes don't end up on the sex offender registration at all. Cases are difficult to prove and prosecute. But the registration is a sort of justice for the few victims whose offenders are on it.
That is a way that they can be held accountable. That is something that is changing their life in the way that the sex crime changed the survivor's life. And so it becomes very, very important to them.
Phil Plummer is a former Montgomery County sheriff and now serves as a state representative. Pandemic or not, the Republican says there should be reform to the state's sex offender registration law.
It's very expansive right now, and I think it needs to be reeled in somewhat because it's very, very costly to the taxpayer. And the analysis needs to be, is it worth that investment? You know, should we just track the most serious ones?
He says alternatives like phone registration might save taxpayers money. And in situations like this one, could also save lives. Paige Flager, WOSU News.